Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Snow should begin to clear out later tonight. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Keep your shovels handy as Environment Canada is forecasting 10 to 15 centimeters of snow for Northumberland County. A warning issued says that snow mixing with ice pellets at times can create slippery conditions. Heavy snowfall is expected this afternoon, diminishing later this evening. Travel during your afternoon commute may be challenging. MPP David Piccini is responding to a protest outside his Port Hope office Tuesday, saying the provincial government is making massive investments in health care. Approximately two dozen protesters organized by QP demonstrated wanting more money for hospitals. Yet Piccini says his government has increased funding for hospitals and other services geared towards increasing patient outcomes.
What Ontarians want is outcomes. They want care closer to home, and we're expanding home care. They want better hospital, lowering wait times. We're trying to divert people from hospital care through programs like community paramedicine, expanding minor ailments for pharmacists, helping divert people from the ERs.
Protest organizer Michael Hurley says a recent Financial Accountability Office report suggests that health care will be underfunded by nearly 10% over the next 3 years, leading to mass layoffs of nurses and other support workers. Two people are facing fraud charges following a long-term investigation by Northumberland OPP. In August 2022, provincial police received a complaint reporting that over $1 million had been lost in a fraud in which the victim believed they were investing in a legitimate business. The complainant advised that multiple transactions had occurred dating back to 2018 and that an in-person meeting related to the alleged investment took place outside of Canada. Following a three-year investigation, two Ontario men are charged and will appear in court in May. In sports, Olympic hockey action, Canada's women's squad faces the U.S. for the gold medal tomorrow, and the Cobra Cougars return to action Friday. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
My gosh, it's been a long summer with so much junk in my garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house, too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Since 2001, Country Sign and Wraps has been delivering real customer service and attention to detail. From concept to completion, we've handled thousands of projects. Signage, trade show displays, printing solutions, and vehicle, marine, and power sport wraps. Our considered approach to planning, design, and production resonates with folks, retailers, and trade partners, all out of our production facility right here in Northumberland. Discover small town hospitality with big city capabilities. Visit our website at countrysigns.ca or call or text us at 905-516-1000.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Snow ending near midnight, then cloudy. Slight chance of flurries. Risk of freezing drizzle overnight, approximately 5 centimeters, low minus 3. Wind chill near minus 9. Tomorrow, overcast. High plus 2, wind chill of minus 8 in the morning, and for Thursday, periods of freezing rain or snow, high of 0. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.